Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 3rd, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. App designer Mike Rundle discovered a FaceTime feature in the iOS 13 beta called Attention Correction. It appears to redraw video frames so that a person's eye contact looks more natural. So far, it has only been found to work on the iPhone XS and XS Max. U.S. Representative Maxine Waters sent a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg, and Calibra CEO David Marcus, formally requesting Facebook cease implementation plans of the Libra cryptocurrency system. The letter expressed concerns that without proper regulation, the service could pose a danger to global financial stability and be exploited by bad actors. Hearings on the project are scheduled in the U.S. Senate for July 16th and on the U.S. House July 17th. Windows 10's Your Phone app now shows Android notifications on the Windows desktop. New messages from places like WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, Messenger, and other apps will appear in the Your Phone app, and if you dismiss them there, that will also dismiss them on your Android phone. Your Phone already allowed responding to messages, and an upcoming feature will let users click on a notification, which will pull up a mirror of their phone's screen where they can take action. Reuters reports an internal letter from the U.S. Commerce Department's Deputy Director of the Office of Export Enforcement, John Sonderman, told staff to continue to treat Huawei as a restricted entity. Applications from companies that want to sell to Huawei should be considered on merit and be viewed under a presumption of denial. This appears to be the only official guidance on Huawei since the president told the press that some U.S. companies could resume selling hardware to Huawei in some cases. Amazon's Vice President of Public Policy, Brian Huseman, sent a letter to the U.S. Senator Chris Coons in response to a question about Amazon Voice Services' privacy practices. In the letter, Huseman says that Amazon keeps transcripts and voice recordings of users until they are manually deleted by users. Amazon already deletes them from primary storage systems and tries to make sure they don't remain in any other storage systems. Huseman also said some records are kept by the skill provider, even if deleted by the users, if they involve, say, a subscription to Amazon Music Unlimited or a transaction like ordering a pizza or a ride. Recurring alarms and reminders also remain saved. Nikkei reports that HP and Dell are considering moving up to 30% of their laptop production out of China. Microsoft is considering moving some Xbox production out, and Amazon may move some Kindle and Echo production from China. Acer and Asus Tech are also exploring production outside China. Nikkei previously reported that Apple is considering moving 30% of its production out of China, and the Wall Street Journal has said Nintendo is thinking about moving some Switch production from China, while Bloomberg reports Google has moved some Nest production out already. Bloomberg also reports that Samsung believes it has fixed issues with the screen durability of the Galaxy Fold and will soon begin commercial production. Also, the screen protector now flows into the bezel, so it won't look like something that should be peeled off. One source said that Samsung will address the Fold at its Galaxy Note 10 event August 7th. Uber Eats is testing a dine-in option that lets users order food ahead of time and then go to the restaurant to sit down and eat, waiving the normal delivery and service fees. Restaurants will pay a fee for the feature, but keep 100% of tips, which can be paid in the app. You pay ahead of time and can choose to dine in ASAP, or in some cases, schedule your meal. You'll be shown estimated time until your food is ready and get notified as your order is prepared and when it's ready to eat. The feature is not integrated with Uber's ride service at this point. Uber's dine-in option is now available in some cities, including Austin, Dallas, Phoenix, and San Diego. Other apps like Allset have provided similar services for a few years now. Deutsche Telekom announced limited rollout of 5G service in Berlin and Bonn, Germany, Wednesday. Four more cities are expected to receive 5G coverage in Germany by the end of the year, with 20 cities set to get 5G by 2020. The European Union Air Safety Agency, ESA, released certification guidelines for hybrid and electrical vertical takeoff and landing, or VTOL, craft. Basic and advanced certifications are now available for the craft, which carry fewer than 10 people and weigh 7,000 pounds or less. Both certifications are required to operate commercially, and the regulations are not yet considered to be a full framework, but a step towards seeing what that final framework for VTOL commercial service should look like. Finally, India's Reliance Jio announced a literacy program called Digital Udaan, meant to help first-time internet users. Reliance partnered with Facebook to develop the program, available to Reliance's 300 million users in 10 regional languages. Training sessions on internet safety and engagement will be held each Saturday at 200 locations across 13 states, with a goal to eventually have 7,000 locations. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.